It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll talk with a Great Lakes explorer who says he's found the remains of a 335-year-old ship in Lake Michigan.
First, 2015 was a very busy year for Wisconsin state lawmakers. With a majority in both houses, Republicans passed right-to-work legislation, partially repealed prevailing wage laws, and made major changes to campaign and elections oversight.
So what's left on the table in 2016? Jesse Opoyan joins us now to take a look at bills we should watch in the coming year. She covers state government and politics for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so one of the bills you list as something to watch this year would change the Wisconsin civil service system. This one, I think, came about in 2015. What happened there?
Yeah, so that it was actually the first bill that Governor Walker really expressed a lot of support for after he returned to the state from his presidential campaign, and it had a big sort of public introduction and seemed like there was a lot of support for it, had some hearings, and then it started to stall. There were some disagreements over a couple provisions within it, and it just sort of seemed to lose its momentum. And as it started to stall, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that first reported some of these anecdotes that were being used as reasons why this bill should be passed turned out to be not exactly as they had been presented. So the air was let out of the balloon a little bit, but it is something that lawmakers do still want to revisit.
So tell us a little bit more about what the bill would do if it were passed.
So the bill would make changes to the way civil servants are hired. So it would put in place an exam, it would scrap the exam that's in place, and it would replace it with a resume-based system. It would also shorten hiring goals to try to get positions filled faster. It would make some clarifications to what is just cause for termination. It would put in a merit-based raise system and would kind of try to clarify some of the reasons why employees could be promoted, given raises, or fired.
Now, given the governor's early interest in that one, does that one look like a pretty good bet at this point?
You know, I think there's a lot of support for the bill itself or the general concept of it, at least within the Republican majority. What there were questions about was sort of one provision that was included would have a ban the box provision, so that would mean you can't ask about criminal convictions for hiring state employees. And some legislators were a little unsure about that. That was one of the hangups, but overall, there is pretty broad support for that.
Well, another one that's on your radar is a repeal of Wisconsin's minimum markup law. That's what it's known as. First of all, tell us what that law is.
So that law, it's a relatively old one, and it just tells retailers they can't sell items below cost. So people like to present it as saying low prices are illegal. Those are the people who want the law to be repealed. And that one has been introduced a couple times before. This is a debate that comes back session after session. So it's something that's going to be talked about, but I think it faces a little rockier path than some of the other proposals.
And how come? What's standing in its way?
A lot of retailers are worried about it, especially smaller ones who fear that, you know, a larger business could come in and, you know, artificially lower prices for a while, just long enough to drive some of those smaller businesses out of business and then, you know, bring prices back to normal and, you know, kill those small businesses and, in the end, maybe not benefit consumers all that much.
We're talking right now with Jesse Opoyan. She's a state government reporter at the Capital Times, talking about some bills she says we should be keeping an eye on as we head into 2016. And another on your list is one that would call for the repealing of the state's nuclear moratorium. And this has been on the books since the late 80s. What's changing now?
Well, this is, you know, as energy continues to be a debate, we know that we need to be looking for new ways, new resources, and new ways to you know, power ourselves. But you know, this moratorium's been on the books since I think 1983 on building any new nuclear power plants, and both Democrats and Republicans have tried to repeal that before. And you know, it's coming up again, and this time it seems like there's not a whole lot of opposition to it.
So your forecast for that one, pretty positive?
Yeah, I think so.
And you listed changes to workers' compensation laws as well. How could these laws change in 2016?
Yeah, so that proposed change, and this hasn't had any any hearings yet or a whole lot of broad discussion. But what the bill would do is put some limits on the amount of compensation that workers can receive for certain types of injuries. It would also shorten the statute of limitations on so-called traumatic injuries. And it would also let the state go after fraud allegations a little more aggressively than they're able to right now. So, you know, that it's being presented as sort of an anti-fraud, tightening up the system kind of bill, but opponents are a little concerned that it may just be an attack on workers.
And so what sort of debate do you expect to see surrounding this one?
Well, I think, you know, this falls into the same category as some of the bills that we saw last session in terms of right to work and prevailing wage. It's very much a workers' debate, and you'll have employers saying we need to streamline this, and legislators who are promoting it saying, you know, we're listening to employers and doing what they ask of us, and you may have some workers or labor unions saying, yeah, this is a little bit of overstepping.
And your last item on this five-law list is moves to reform the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And this has been a story that's been developing for a long time. What sorts of changes are you expecting?
That's unclear at this point. And we've heard some conflicting things even from some leaders in the legislature. At first, it sounded like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was in favor of some overhaul, some changes. Then it sounded like maybe he was thinking more just rebranding. And most recently, it sounds like he says, well, maybe we don't really need to do much to change it at all. He says, you know, he's hearing from officials that the agency's reputation is just fine and maybe we should let it be. On the other hand, you know, particularly Democratic legislators, but some Republicans say, you know, this agency has been in the news and not in a good way for so long that something's got to be done. So one thing that we have seen some bipartisan support for is a bill that would make it a felony for a company to defraud the agency. And that bill is currently circulating for co-sponsorship right now. So we'll see in a couple weeks where that goes.
So it was a busy year in 2015, even with the governor running for president. So do you think 2016 is going to be just as busy and maybe as controversial?
I believe so. It's one that I didn't even mention in that story, but you know, we still haven't seen action and very likely could on the fetal tissue research ban, on some bills blocking funding for Planned Parenthood. So definitely active and likely a little equally controversial.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Jesse Opoyan. She covers state government and politics for the Capital Times, and she joined us there to talk about some bills that she says we should be watching in the year 2016.